Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to The Deep Dive. Okay, let's jump in. First up, Madagascar. There's been significant protest activity, mainly led by young people.
Right, against President Rajoelina. And the trigger seems quite specific. Pretty severe government cuts to essential resources. We're talking water and energy.
It's a stark reminder of how resource scarcity can fuel political unrest, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. And although the president actually dissolved his government, called for dialogue, well, the situation escalated. Clashes with police. Sadly, 22 reported deaths.
And the UN stepped in.
Yeah, they criticized the security forces pretty strongly. The term used was unnecessary and disproportionate force.
That's heavy. So for discussion, maybe focus on why young people often seem to be at the forefront of these movements.
Good angle. Or you could ask, you know, what issue they feel their generation really needs to speak up about right now, locally or globally.
Okay. Moving from national resources to global ones. The High Seas Treaty. Big news in environmental science.
Huge. Morocco just became the 60th UN member state to ratify it. That means it officially takes effect in January.
And this treaty is about protecting marine life in, what, two-thirds of the ocean?
Yeah.
The parts outside national boundaries.
Precisely. International waters. It aims to regulate things like fishing, mining, shipping, basically trying to safeguard that vital aquatic biodiversity.
Which is crucial. I mean, these waters produce oxygen, absorb CO2.
Absolutely. But there's a catch, right? Implementation. Major players like the U.S., China, Russia, they haven't ratified it yet.
So how legally binding is it, really, without them fully on board?
That's the million-dollar question and a great discussion point. What does legally binding mean internationally? And what resources beyond the oceans need maybe stronger global protection?
Interesting. Okay, let's bring it closer to home. Education. Kentucky. Jefferson County Public Schools.
Ah, yes. The cell phone ban. A complete bell-to-bell ban during the school day.
And the results seem, well, quite noticeable.
Definitely. Administrators are seeing kids playing card games, actually talking at lunch. And get this, one high school reported a 67% increase in library book checkouts.
Wow, 67%?
Yeah. And students themselves are saying it helps them focus, connect more with peers. It really makes you think.
It does. A natural discussion starter there is analyzing the pros and cons of tech in schools. Or maybe just ask directly. Do you find putting your phone away helps you focus and connect?
Simple but effective. Okay, complete shift now. Arts and culture. Super Bowl LX halftime show.
The headliner's been announced.
Bad Bunny, the Puerto Rican superstar. Set for February 8th, 2026.
That's a big choice. The NFL called him a global artist, bridging genres, languages.
And he is. One of the most streamed artists globally for years now. It says a lot about the Super Bowl halftime show's cultural role, doesn't it?
It really does.
Yeah.
So you could discuss that role, how the halftime show reflects global music trends, or ask them, you know, who would they be most excited to see perform live? Why that artist?
Nice. Okay, final topic. Let's look up. Astronomy. October has some cool sky events.
Oh, yeah. Like what?
Well, on the 2nd, if you're in an area with low light pollution, you might actually see the Andromeda Galaxy with the naked eye.
Seriously. That's amazing.
And then on the 6th, a full harvest supermoon. It'll look about 14% bigger, 30% brighter.
Why is that?
Because it's at perigee, its closest point to Earth in its orbit.
Perigee. Got it.
Plus two meteor showers, the Draconids around the 8th and the Orionids on the 21st. The Orionids are usually easier to spot, and they're actually debris from Halley's Comet.
Wow, Halley's Comet. Okay, so discussion could start with explaining that supermoon difference using perigee.
Exactly. And then maybe ask about a time they really looked at the night sky. What did they see? What surprised them?
Love that. And to wrap things up, a quote for reflection. This one is from Mo Yan, the Chinese Nobel laureate in literature.
Mm-hmm. He wrote, "When literature exists, perhaps we do not notice how important it is, but when it does not exist, our lives become coarsened and brutal."
Powerful. He's known for that style called hallucinatory realism. So exploring that quote, how does literature stop life from becoming coarsened? What does that even mean?
It's a deep question. And using these specific details we've discussed, from protests to supermoons to literature, that's really how you can spark curiosity and deeper conversations.
Absolutely. Thank you for tuning in and taking this time to engage with the material your students are learning. It makes a difference.
It really does.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.